Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining the program today. Couple of rules of engagement for you to actively participate in the program. We just talked about crop yields, the world and data. I just put that chart on my X account if you want to see it. And while you're there, follow me. It's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. The text line is always open. That whole conversation about dreamers, mission accomplished, because the text line just blew up. And I don't want to dive into all the texts. I'm not going to dive into any of them because I got other stories I want to get to. But if I could show you the text line, if I could somehow, it'd be too small if I screenshotted it. But if I were able to screenshot it and let you read it on Twitter or on the website, you would see that it's an issue that, in terms of a political spectrum, conservatives and liberals are way over here on the left side of the spectrum, and conservatives and liberals are way over here on the right side of the political spectrum, and then there's a whole bunch right there in the middle. Your Honor, I rest my case, because that proves the point that it is a discussion that we are going to have. And people are, here's what I would just encourage people to do. It is to be nuanced in your thinking about how we're going to deal with that issue. Because we are going to have to deal with it. The president is going to have to deal with it. And I think he has logically and rationally started the conversation by deporting criminal illegal aliens. And that's going to lead us, once that is down to a manageable number, which I think should be zero, but when it gets to a manageable number, then he can start the next phase of deportations. Eventually, we're going to have to start discussing what to do with those who were brought here illegally at the age of 3 and or even the age of 16, 17, 18. What do we do with them? And don't just reflexively say deport them or allow them to stay. Think critically about it. And when you think critically about it, you're going to have to think about the political ramifications. Because if you want to stay in political power as conservatives, you're going to have to give a little bit. And to staunchly say, I will not move an inch, will get you nowhere. And so it's what, you know, for example, I'm pretty much an absolutist on gun control. I think the Second Amendment is boom. It says what it says. And the only exceptions I would have would be, you know, if you're a felon, or you've been convicted of a felony, then I don't think you have a right to keep and bear arms. there are some people who are even more radical than me and say they disagree with that exception. But when it comes to these so-called dreamers, I know it's a name given to them by the left. I'm not that big of an idiot. But don't let that dissuade you from thinking in a nuanced, rational, and logical way about what is morally and legally right to do with those kids. Because you're going to have to face the issue. And that's why we elected Trump, was to start dealing with these issues head on. So get ready. Anyway, if you want to see the data on crop yields and how, as we've gotten warmer since the 1960s, which we have, no reason to deny that, crop yields have increased. That's over on at Michael Brown USA on X. Now, moving on. The unpleasant sight of the governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, just brings one word to mind. Pork. Pork. At $52.2 billion in general fund spending, Governor Pritzker signed the biggest budget in state history. The fiscal year 2026 budget is up $2 billion from last year, propped up by more than $1.5 billion in revenue that was projected, but other forecasts said was iffy. Buried in the 3,300-plus pages of the Illinois budget are hundreds of local, quote, member initiative earmarks that benefit only Democrat districts. That means 4.3 million citizens of Illinois, one in three, was excluded from the pork projects their taxes supported in other legislative districts. That comes from a group called IllinoisPolicy.org. Now, that's not new. Democrats have firm control. This is an example, much like Colorado, much like California, Massachusetts, New York. This is what happens when Democrats have firm control of a state. I'm just using Illinois as an example because this organization, the IllinoisPolicy.org group, had this in one of their reports. So governments become, for them, a spoils system. There was an investigative report from 2022 that found a total of $368 million for House Democrats and $326 million for Senate Democrats. Zero was included for Republicans in either the Illinois House or the Illinois Senate. Now, lording over all of that pork is the leftist, plutocrat, Marxist oligarch, because he's a Hyatt family member, is J.B. Pritzker, who desperately wants to be another Grover Cleveland. What do I mean by that? One of the fattest presidents in U.S. history. So while individual Democrat legislators are primarily focused on budgets for their own districts, I thought the governor was elected to serve all of the state. Now, he has, just like all of the governors, he has the power to veto very specific sections of an appropriation bill that he disagrees with. That's called an item veto, a line item veto. Lots of states have that. But do you think he's going to rein in the partisan pork fest? Of course he's not going to do that. Meanwhile, while he refuses to do that, the red carpet welcome mat for, again, illegal aliens remains in place in that sanctuary state. Because why? Well, because they want to increase Democrats' demographic leverage. Wire Points has some questions for the for Governor Pork. We'll call him Governor Pork. How do you justify spending more than $1.5 billion of Illinois taxpayer dollars on health care for illegal immigrants when Chicago has the highest black poverty rate in the country among the nation's biggest cities? Ooh, that's an impertinent question. I don't think a Democratic governor would want to talk about that. If you're a poor person without or suffering from a lack of health care or substandard health care in Illinois, and your governor is taking $1.5 billion out of the private sector through taxes and giving it to illegal aliens, I'd have questions too. Or this question. How do you justify spending hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions, on illegal non-English speaking children at Chicago public schools when the school district is already junk rated, faces a billion-dollar deficit, and has just 21% of black students who can read at grade level? And then the last question, and then I want to make a comment. How do you justify the billions spent on illegal migrants when citizens of Illinois already pay the nation's highest property taxes, the second highest gas taxes, and the highest cell phone taxes? All great questions. When you have almost a fourth of black students that can, only a fourth of black students that can read at grade level, meaning upwards of 75% cannot read at grade level, it shows that money, dollars, spent on schools does not equal a quality education. So throwing more money at schools is not the solution. Perhaps eliminating the teachers' union might be a good start, but I think we ought to just completely bust up, blow up, if you will, public schools, government-run schools, because that's what you get. But when you think about it, Chicago's massive black vote doesn't really empower blacks at all. It just empowers the Democrats. Because by ensconcing the likes of Governor Pork, Pritzker Pork, in power, it is like in California with Newsom or Colorado with Polis, it is pulling the entire state down the Democrat death spiral. Governor Pritzker.
I have the highest duty to protect the people of my state. And indeed, if Tom Homan were to come to try to arrest us, I can say, first of all, that he can try. I can also tell you that I will stand in the way of Tom Homan going after people who don't deserve to be frightened in their communities, who don't deserve to be threatened, terrorized. I would rather that he came and arrested me than do that to the people of my state.
Okay. Tom Homan, go arrest Governor Pork. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line is open, number 33103, keyword Michael. I'll be right back.
No one wants to leave behind stress for their family. That's why a trust or a will is so important. Without one, your assets might go to the wrong people or leave out loved ones. Also, probate is long, expensive, and often avoidable with a revocable trust. TrustandWill.com makes it simple to create a personalized estate plan. A trust or will provides clarity and peace of mind. Get 20% off on your estate plan documents by visiting TrustandWill.com/radio.
Are you tired of watching stock market swings hit your portfolio? Phoenix Energy provides investors with 9 to 13% annual interest rates through corporate bond offerings in the oil and gas sector. Start today and get monthly deposits directly into your bank account. Phoenix Energy conducts offerings pursuant to Rule 506C under Regulation D. Alternative investments are speculative, illiquid, and you may lose some or all of your investment. Securities are offered by Dalmore Group, member FINRA SIPC. Dalmore Group and Phoenix Energy are not affiliated. Learn more by visiting phoenixenergy.com/iHeart to register for a free investor webinar.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history.
of what Trump is trying to do all at once. He wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So somebody was just, I was just looking through my X timeline at Michael Brown USA. Go follow me over there right now. I just replied to somebody, you know, if you can't listen during the weekday, don't forget. I mean, so somebody on the Twitter feed said, I love the weekend show, but I can't listen during the week because I'm at work. Well, subscribe to the podcast. That's real easy to do. On any podcast app, doesn't make any difference which one it is, just search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you hit that subscribe button, that will, depending on how you have your app set up, it should download all 5 days of the weekday program, plus the weekend program, and then you've got all the Michael Brown you need. You got 6 days of me. So even though you may be working, get that podcast loaded up. I think one of the most gut-wrenchingly vile of all of the useful idiots on the left is the ladies of The View. And of all of them, it's probably a tie among all five of them. But probably one of the worst is Whoopi Goldberg. Here's this unskilled, let me be fair. Talent-wise, she's probably a good actress. Have you seen her? She plays a very minor role in the Godfather of Harlem. That's a great series. I forget whether it's Netflix or Amazon, but it's about Harlem in the early 60s. And oh, I can't remember the actor's name. Forrest Whitaker. Thank you, Michael. Forrest Whitaker plays the Godfather of Harlem. And Whoopi Goldberg is his accountant. She doesn't appear in every episode, but she is a good actress. I give her that. Otherwise, she doesn't have any talent. She really doesn't. So listen as she compares the repressive savagery that prevails in Iran to the obsequious favoritism that her fellow blacks receive in this country. Just Listen to this.
And it's slow.
But let's just remember, too, the Iranians literally throw gay people off of buildings. They don't adhere to basic human rights.
Here's the thing. Let's not do that, because if we start with that, we have been known in this country to tie gay folks to the car.
Where the Iranian regime is, they used to just keep hanging
black people. So
it is not even the same.
I can't even let it keep running. Yes, we had that. We had those guys that tied a black man to a car in Texas. I didn't think he was gay. Maybe he was. I don't remember. We had the story about the kid in Wyoming that was beat to death and left to hang on a fence. Now, turns out he was gay, but it wasn't because he was gay that he got beat up. It was because over a bad drug deal. What she totally misses is that when they hang gay people from the cranes in Tehran, that is government-sanctioned murder. That is government-sanctioned racism. That is government-sanctioned homophobia. We don't sanction that in this country. The people who kill gay people, whether they kill them because they're gay or just for a bad drug deal, get tried and convicted of murder through due process. This is why I say she really is a dumbass.
That's not what you mean to say. It is the same.
No, it's not. No. The year 2025 of the United States is nothing like if I step foot wearing this outfit in Toronto.
I'm sorry.
I can't have my hair showing. I can't wear a skirt. I can't have my arms out.
I literally said it was up to the Iranian people.
Yes,
it is up to them. And that's why I am saying that it is the same. Murdering someone for their difference is not good, whoever does it. It's not good. So that's why I said you weren't saying what I heard was not what you meant.
I think it's very different to live in the United States in 2025 than it is to live in Iran.
Not if you're black.
Not for everybody.
Not if you're black.
Guys, don't go to Iran. Do not anyone.
You know, the sad part is, I've always said this. People ask me sometimes, why do you play The View? They're such idiots. Well, because one, I like to make fun of them for their idiocracy. But two, I want you to think about who's behind the camera. No, not who's in front of the camera. Who's behind the camera? I refer to them as the SEALs. Like you go to Water World or someplace. Or you go to Sea World and you see the seals clapping to get the fish. That's what all the people in the audience are doing. They're idiots too.
Let me tell you about being in this country. This is the greatest country in the world. But yeah, I know that. And we all know that. But every day we are worried. Do we have to be worried about our kids? Are our kids going to get shot because they're running through somebody's neighborhood? They are not big deals, and I don't mean to say they're not big deals to you, because that's not
women,
what I meant.
And they are not doing well there either. They are not doing well in Iran. They are not educated. They cannot property. They cannot leave them.
Nobody wants to diminish
the very real problems we have in this country. That is no one's intent. But I think it's important we remember there are places much darker than this country, and people deserve rights.
Not everybody feels that way. Listen, I'm sorry. You know, when you think about the fact that we got the vote in 1965.
Okay, they don't have free and fair elections in Iran. It's not even the same universe.
They can't go out of their house. The women.
Isn't that amazing? I think it's very different to live in the United States in 2025 than it is to live in Iran. Not if you're black. There's the money quote, and the SEALs clap on cue. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares. At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State. Local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Every year, over 200,000 cases of elder abuse are reported in California. It's estimated that out of every reported case, 24 remain unknown. Learn the signs, and if you suspect abuse and neglect or self-neglect, physical, mental, sexual, and financial abuse in a facility or in a home, visit ombudsman.org for more information. No abuse, report abuse. Brought to you by PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging, Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Spring is sprung, and whether it's pollen, dust, dirt, or road grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has you covered. They offer car wash packages starting at $11, which includes a hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle automated pull-through wash, and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Go follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. And don't forget, subscribe to the podcast. I just found it interesting that on X, one of my followers said, "Well, we'd love to listen to the weekday program, but we can't because we're working." That's why God invented podcasts. Although iHeart would say they invented podcasts. And it's really easy to do. On your podcast app, just search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit that subscribe button. Leave a 5-star review because that helps us get up in the rankings. And then you've got all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. So you can listen to the weekday program. And, you know, depending on what you do at work, you could kind of plug it into your earbud and just listen to me while you're doing whatever you're supposed to be doing. With regard to the text messages, let me just say, for those of you who sent me text messages who are asking me to explain Whoopi Goldberg, there's only a limited amount of brain power that I have. And I don't want to waste my brain power trying to get down to her way of thinking to help you understand what the hell she's talking about. The absolute insanity that is Whoopi Goldberg is indeed just that, absolute insanity. But it gives you, again, I love playing it because it is insane. Two, it helps me remind you that there are a lot of useful idiots out there that, you know, you go to New York City. Well, if you go to New York City and you want to see, you know, daytime television or for that matter, one of the late night programs, well, that's fine, you know. But just because the audience sign says applause doesn't mean you have to applause. Doesn't mean you have to agree with them. And by the way, I would recommend that you go do something else worthwhile. Go to the Museum of Natural History. Go to Little Italy. Go to Ground Zero. Yeah, that's a much better use of your time than going to watch one of the daytime programs, which you can get free tickets to, but just because you can doesn't mean you should. There is a huge divide, I think, between those who lack any sort of critical thinking skills, who are gullible enough to buy whatever liberal, Marxist, progressive narrative is being sold, and those who are not, you and me. Now, this is good news for those of us who are conservatives, because the propaganda that's coming out of the Democrats these days is heavy-handed and just stupid enough to make all but the dimmest bulbs just burst into bright light and also kind of make you laugh out loud. This is a little short 30-second advertisement from a group called Progress Action Fund. This is their actual motto. If you don't believe me, you can go to their website. Don't do it because I don't want to get any hits. But just so you'll know, I'm not making this up. ProgressActionFund.com. Their actual motto is, when Republicans go low, we go lower. I think they're wasting their money. Because anyone who is dumb enough, dim enough, stupid enough to be convinced by the ad that you're about to hear, I'm not sure that if you're dumb enough or if a majority of people are not dumb enough to believe this ad, then this country has no right to defend itself from foreign invasion that's brought in here to vote Democrat. Listen to this. Now, I know you can't see it. But suffice it to say, it's two young white kids who are obviously on a date of some sort, and the men in black show up.
I had a really good time today.
Yeah, me too. I really was.
What are you doing?
She's coming with us.
What are you talking about? Who are you?
I'm your Republican congressman. Now that we're in charge, we're rounding up illegals.
She was born here. She's a citizen.
I don't care. She looks like one of them. But don't worry. When she's in prison in El Salvador, she'll have lots of company.
The homegrowns are next, they claim. Now, the Marxists over at Newsweek report that pro-Democrat Progress Action Fund was founded by former Obama administration staffers. Are you surprised by that? I mean, it's basically saying, hey, I'm your Republican congressman, and now that we're in charge, if you just look like an illegal. In other words, you got brown skin, or I don't know, you got black skin. You have Asian eyes. I guess we're coming for you. So, Latinos, Asians, blacks, look out. Because the white Republican congressman is coming and going to haul you away and send you to El Salvador, particularly if you're a cute white female. Are you surprised that former staffers from the Obama administration founded this group? Now, a press person for the current administration, Abigail Jackson, wasn't very impressed with this ad. Quote, this is clearly just a sad attempt to distract from the violent Democrat rioters in Los Angeles who want to keep criminal illegal aliens in American communities. Okay, I agree, but it serves a purpose, and you and I need to understand this. It serves to inspire the true believer dumbasses to go out there and throw more rocks at law enforcement, to set more cars on fire, to try to interfere with more immigration and customs enforcement raids, to go beat up on cops, to go try to lock them in their buildings and burn the building down, to throw rocks at cars, to block interstate highways, to do everything that's going on with, you know, the no kings or whatever it was, stupidity, to go out and continue to do that. That's precisely what they're trying to do. And you got to be really some sort of dummy to fall for that. I'll put that up on my X timeline in a minute, too, because it's freaking hilarious. Now, we know that journalists are supposed to ask questions. You're not supposed to go out and spout lies, right? Yet, watch what happens. When Martina Navratilova, she's a tennis legend, she attempts to explain basic fairness and biology to a reporter of the really woke BBC.
Thing to do. I want to get your views on trans athletes in sports. You have been very outspoken. So just looking at your social media on Twitter and elsewhere, you said so. For instance, you said, it's not for failed male athletes, whatever age. This is not right, and it's not fair. Mm. This, to you, is a question of morality, isn't it? It's about justice. And
yeah,
as you cast it, it's about being fair to women who are participating.
Absolutely. And there's a certain stepladder that you have to go through before you get to elite sports. So it starts really in high school. And then you come out to go into your local meet, and there's a boy that now has a, you know, ponytail and nail polish and identifies as a girl. That's all fine and well, but the ponytail and nail polish does not a female make. And now these girls are like, I can't compete against that. I have no chance.
What do you think about where tennis has got to? Because the WTA permits transgender women to participate if A, they provide a written and signed declaration that they are female or non-binary, B, their testosterone levels are below a certain limit for 2 years, and C, they sustain those levels. What do you think about that position that the WTA has got to?
I think it's wrong. I think it's still wrong because, number one, you don't lose the 5 inches of built-in height. Average male is 5 inches taller than a female. Then you add arm length. You got like 7 inches. You got this much height just here. So I have to jump this much higher for an overhead as the guy. Well, and it finds as a woman.
The reporter, it's so funny because the reporter cannot believe that she's actually explaining basic fairness and biology to him. He's doing everything he can to try to get her to capitulate that, yes, transgender women should be allowed to play in women's sports. No, they should not.
To be on the same level.
Recently in the UK, the Supreme Court ruled that the legal definition of a woman is based on biological sex. Is your message to the world of tennis that they should follow the lead of the UK Supreme Court and be that clear and that definitive?
100%. I think sports has always been on the front of social change and social progress. And this way, we can be on it again in affirming the right of women and girls to sex-based spaces.
Let me just
and being in the right side of history.
Let me just push back for one moment on what you say, because one consequence of your taking those views might be that people who are trans, who've been through terrible experiences many times, will face more public persecution. And they're already terribly persecuted. And that actually we should all, including you, spend a bit more time being sympathetic to what people who've gone through that process, who've transitioned, are experiencing.
Very sympathetic, but that still doesn't give them right into women's sex-based spaces. What about the women? What about the girls? And every athlete affects every girl on that pitch, on that playing field.
I found this fascinating because I have said for probably months, maybe a year now, are there not any women who will actually stand up and speak on behalf of women not having to compete against men who want to pretend that they're women in women's sports? And of all people, Martina Navratilova shows up and she just speaks truth to the BBC. And the BBC has a really hard time dealing with it, which I find fantastic. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael, whatever message or comment you have, to this number, 33103, keyword Michael. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Aloha! Dreaming of sandy beaches and ocean breezes? JTV's Tropical Treasure Sweepstakes could make that dream come true. Enter for your chance to win a fabulous Hawaiian getaway for two with luxury accommodations, airfare, and spending cash. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of at least $99 when you opt in for emails. Don't miss out. Visit jtv.com/sweeps and enter by August 3rd. JTV, where paradise awaits.
Are you tired of watching stock market swings hit your portfolio? Phoenix Energy provides investors with 9 to 13% annual interest rates through corporate bond offerings in the oil and gas sector. Start today and get monthly deposits directly into your bank account. Phoenix Energy conducts offerings pursuant to Rule 506C under Regulation D. Alternative investments are speculative, illiquid, and you may lose some or all of your investment. Securities are offered by Dalmore Group, member FINRA SIPC. Dalmore Group and Phoenix Energy are not affiliated. Learn more by visiting phoenixenergy.com/iHeart to register for a free investor webinar.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back
not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Which pretty much prevents gender-affirming care, as it's described, which seems Orwellian to me, transgender surgeries, puberty blockers, etc., from being performed on children under the age of 18. 6-3 approval by the U.S. Supreme Court. It protects kids who have been brainwashed or wrongly convinced that they were born in the wrong body from ruining their anatomy with those puberty blockers and the hormone therapy, and even, as I say, the gender-affirming care. Have you ever thought about really how Orwellian that is? Your gender is your gender. You know, you're born from your mother's womb, the doctor, you know, the obstetrician delivers the baby, carefully lays you over on the tray with the blanket as they start to dab you up and clean you up and cut the cord, and the doctor looks down and affirms you are a boy or a girl, male or female. It's pretty easy to do. Yeah. If you're confused yourself, you might look down and check. That is your sex. That is your gender. So why do we call it gender-affirming care? The doctors already affirmed your gender when you were born. Now, there is, and I do not doubt, there is a psychological, a psychiatric problem called gender dysphoria, in which people are truly confused about what they are. But as I said, that's a psychiatric problem. That's not a physical problem. So Tennessee, Senate Bill 1, basically says that we're not going to do this in this state. And what was really strong about the 6-3 decision by the Supreme Court, written, by the way, by Chief Justice John Roberts, was the language. The language basically says that this is an issue that is not a constitutional issue, but one which should be decided by the people through their elected representatives at the state. Does that sound familiar? Oh, yeah. That's the kind of language that they use when they struck down Roe v. Wade. Justice Roberts, from writing for the majority, said, Senate Bill 1 prohibits health care providers from administering these hormones, etc., to minors for certain medical uses. When, for example, a transgender boy whose biological sex is female takes puberty blockers to treat his gender incongruence, he receives a different medical treatment than a boy whose biological sex is male who takes puberty blockers to treat his precocious puberty. In other words, wait a minute. Either way, you're trying to do something here for a transgender boy that is treating, gender incongruence, not precocious puberty. Now, Alito, Thomas, and others concurred in that opinion. This is really good news because, one, it is the first blow against this really minor, I think, it's a significant issue, but it's a minority of people, a tiny, tiny minority. And I believe you should protect minority rights. But here, we've gone over the deep end. We've gone way too far. And now we're trying to take something that is a psychiatric problem, treat it by surgical means or pharmaceutical means, as opposed to dealing with the underlying psychological psychiatric problem. And the court has said, this is not a constitutional issue. This is a state issue that should be decided by the people. That means that Congress step out of the way. State legislators, you need to step up on this. Because for all of the women who are being physically abused in many cases by transgender women, men who want to transgender to become women, competing in their sports, Martina is right. There are all the biological advantages. And to try to guilt us into thinking that we have to accept that is absolutely wrong. Now, Justice Sotomayor, expectedly, wrote the dissenting opinion. She firmly believes that this decision is going to cause irreparable harm to gender-confused children and their parents. She wrote, the majority subjects a law that plainly discriminates on the basis of sex to mere rational basis review. By retreating from meaningful judicial review, exactly where it matters most, the court abandons transgender children and their families to political whims. In sadness, I dissent. The left made this a political issue. And therefore, a political issue needs to be decided at that level where the founding fathers intended these kinds of issues to be decided, which is at the state legislative level. So if I live in a state where I want to allow this and I can get a majority of people to do it, so be it. And if I live in a state where a majority of people don't want it, so be it. This is not a violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution, and therefore does belong at the state legislative level. It's just an indication that finally, maybe just finally, we're going to start backing away from this insanity, utter insanity, that we're doing with children. A tiny, tiny, tiny minority of children. If you have gender dysphoria, see a psychiatrist. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Everybody have a great weekend. I'll see you next Saturday.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Are you facing an unexpected financial emergency? You need WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com could help you get up to $3,000 fast. WeFixMoney.com is free to use, available 24/7, and has an A rating with a Better Business Bureau. Go to the name you trust, WeFixMoney.com. If you need emergency cash up to $3,000 for bills or anything else, type WeFixMoney.com directly in your browser. That's WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com.
Your life and your loved ones' lives depends on what you've done to prepare. Disasters, shortages, supply chain failures, they're not ifs, they're whens. Don't be left without life-saving medication. The Jace case is a prescribed set of emergency antibiotics, life-saving medications you have on hand before you need them, offering peace of mind, no panicking, fast, affordable, and could save your life. Go to JASE.com. Use code RADIO for a discount, because once the shelves are empty, it's already too late.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.